take her out today? Who's going to make her feel okay? Talking about your mama, without a doubt you love her. So let us have a big celebration on this magnificent occasion. It's a tribute that we must pay, for today is Mother's Day.
Just hug her up and say, happy. But your mother is the master key of this world. Our mother's love should never forget. The wrong things you do, child, you're born to regret.
In this place, certain men should hide their face. The way they treat their mothers have disgrace. In this place, certain men should hide their face. The way they treat their mothers have disgrace. Neglect the old lady for donkey years when she dead. They're shedding crocodile tears and spending money like hell to buy a casket big like Hilton Hotel. But when their mother was alive, his nightclubs and brochure, the money used to spend. They used to carry on, but now that she is gone, them hypocrites weep and mourn. Well, if you are lucky and still have your mommy, remember what Sparrow say. Forget them Jacobites and all them Jezebel and make sure your mommy okay. Them drunk in the street and mama have nothing to eat. Buying company every day they in a spree and the mommy belly empty. I know a man one night joined his wife to cuss his mother. 2 weeks later he end up in Carrera. When she dead he start to moan and shout, I wish the dead could wake up and bust it down out. When his mother was in need he didn't pay a heed. She had to eat the bread the devil need. It was so unfair, I mean a postcard once a year, to pretend you're so sincere. No, she don't need a lot, just give her what you got, whether you're rich or you're poor. I say only on a birthday should not be the way. Every day should be Mother's Day.
Children, but there's someone else out there who enjoys Christmas a whole lot more than kids. Who does get excited to come in town to buy new curtains?
Your mother.
Eh, eh.
Your mother.
Who does start the cleaning from the time they hear parang music playing?
Your mother.
Eh, eh.
Your mother.
If she not painting, she wrapping gifts filled with joy to bring smiles to every girl and boy. Christmas is mine.
Who does get excited? There's no other love like yours. You walk me through so many doors. There's no other mother like you. But I know this much is true.
Don't know where we're getting that hum from, but when you hear that, you definitely know that you are at Boom Boom Time, the show that brings you the old calypso, old soca, old steel pan, old R&B soul, disco, funk, and lots of old reggae. I am.
You are Sister P.
You are.
DJ Storm.
He is.
Angel.
Whoa. Good afternoon, Montreal. Flap, flap, flap.
Oh,
flap,
I just
flap,
got to
flap,
say,
flap,
what,
flap.
Me, your wings not
now,
working?
Well, it's Mother's Day, you know, so I had to put the wings in all kind of direction. Happy Mother's Day worldwide and who listening and everybody listening and the whole of Montreal, all the mothers and all the fathers and, you know, all the fathers whose mother and, you know.
Everything. And I just came up with a new notion. I think it was this morning. All the MMs, right? And that is people. Oh, it doesn't make sense now. It made sense this morning when I first got up. Missing your mom, that's what the MMs are. Those who are missing mom, that's what it is, right? So I know there are plenty of us whose mom either recently passed, as was the case with Natasha Jean Wilson, who you just heard that beautiful song from, and that was her creative output on the loss of her mother. So I recognized today, because I got up and I saw the sun getting up, or it was almost up, and I started immediately thinking about mom. And I smiled. I was okay with it. You're leaning off camera. Yes, it's radio and TV. Thank you. And I was smiled. And I've been smiling. I did have a moment because I recognized that through Mummy's passing that I'm still learning from her. I learned from her life, her living, and now I'm learning from her death. And so I did have a moment about that thought, what I've been learning, and the emotions, having lost my mom and how I am processing it. And then out of nowhere, I thought about all the various people. Well, to be truthful, I started saying Happy Mother's Day to friends on Facebook. And I had to remember, I never used to say Happy Mother's Day to people whose moms had passed because I figured it was painful. And I said, well, you know, it is painful some days, but most days in my journey, it isn't all that bad. So why shouldn't I say something to the moms, those, right? If you're missing mom, the people, MMs. So then my first person was D-Nice, right? I say, use me MM. Anyway, you must be wondering, my voice, I've lost it. I'll shut up now. Somebody look past me today and say, I chew me chat too much. I chew.
Well, listen, I know the... I could see where you come up with the MM, because in visiting the grave or the cemetery, as we call it, it was a lot of people. And I mean, it's one of the, my first, like, actually going to a cemetery on Mother's Day. And I was overwhelmed.
Hey, me too.
It was so many people, and there's so much graves they had, but with new flowers, so
fresh.
You know, fresh with fresh flowers, right?
Yeah.
So it had a lot of people that actually came out and the well, and we only talking about one cemetery. I ain't talking about
Côte-des-Neiges
and all over the world,
oh,
as
they
we
must
say, right?
Nasty with fresh flowers.
And I can understand the MM, because I'm in the MM club also, eons ago. And, you know, you never get over it.
You never do.
I mean, people could say what you want. You know, you never do, you know.
But the joys, there's still a lot of joys.
There's still joys. And then,
you know, just the other day, me and Bobby, not say we talk in the true sense of talk, but I call it talk, right? I mean, a beer joke, you have to switch. Switch, yeah, because that one's too short. Hold on, because I have something for you to do. Yes. Yeah, we have to give you a chance for talk. I did, me and her run joke and what have you, or if I do something wrong, I notice that her picture is staring at me. And I says, so where you look upon your nose, this is how I does usually behave. I don't have no behavior. And then I start to laugh. So that's what I call when me and mommy joke. And there's other examples. But let me shut up. Come and chat too much. DJ Storm, what do you like about Mother's Day?
I don't know.
Talking to the mic.
I don't know.
All right. Did you like last night going out for dinner? Yeah. What about making artwork? Talk directly into the mic.
Yes.
You made some wonderful artwork for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful birdhouse. I'll show it to you guys after on Facebook Live. Hello, Facebook Live people. Alrighty. We have to let DJ Storm go because she has an appointment. But before she goes, she has to say Happy Mother's Day and she has to say Happy Birthday to two important CKUT people. And all people at CKUT are important. But we know these two, so we can particularly say that they're important. One is Ricky D. It's his birthday today. And yesterday was Louise Burns' birthday. And it was our sister. Now, she's not a CKUT person, but let's do everything all in a one now. So can you sing Happy Birthday, please? Could you?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear everyone. Happy birthday to you.
Wow, you like them people. You really sing it perfectly today.
I tell you. As she's singing Happy Birthday, I would like to also add to the list.
Ah.
I mean, if you hear me, I kicked off with Superior Del Tones with Trini. That's Carlton Zander, Alexander. He had a big birthday. So, you know, anybody who knows Despa's, you know, that's Despa's arranger. So happy birthday going out to him. We also have, I will try to fit in some David Rudder, Ella Andel, and, you know, the Montreal Man, Sugar Man in there. We'll, you know, try to see if I could fit in some of the music in there also. So, you know, it goes on. I hope you guys enjoying the weather. The weather is actually pretty beautiful outside. Who sitting on the lawn, you know, who probably, you know, shelling nuts, so who probably shaking a little, shing, 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 shing. Yeah, the listeners. So we'll try to continue on, yeah, the old Mother's Day vibes and do what we do best, enjoying life, people.
Hold on a second before you.
I just want people to really, really, really celebrate life because this is what we do.
All right, before we play music, I am going because I really do have to rest my voice, and I'm only here for one reason beyond Mother's Day and all the mothers out there. Waldron, I don't forget you. You're not a mother, but I remember somebody's having big up my friend Waldron, right? Okay, there. The biggest reason I am here is on Facebook. There's a wonderful page called Quebecers Against Bill 96. Coming up this Saturday is a march that starts, I want to say, by Dawson College. I think you need to be there something like 11 a.m. Saturday, this Saturday, 11 a.m., and they are going to march down Sherbrooke and rally in front of the Premier Legault's office because Bill 96 is coming up in the legislature. And this one is so serious. You heard when we interviewed here Marlene Jennings, the president of the QCGN. And the QCGN are the organizers of the march. How disastrous it would be for health care for English people. And anything that affects the population in general affects the minority. And hey, I know they want to call us English minority in Quebec, but I am talking people of color and Anglophone. Could you imagine? We have two strikes against us. Anything that affects the majority group, the majority English speaking group, is going to have an even more adverse impact on our lives in education, in employment, in health, all around. This one is a big one. It's going to be perhaps even have a greater impact than what Bill 101 had on our lives. And in the end, I can look back and say Bill 101 was a good law, right? However, the mindset of like the Camille Loret and René Lévesque, there was a respect for people in general. In today's day, where we see politicians of the ilk like Putin and the orange head man that is no longer the president in the United States, many politicians are forgetting humanity. So this law coming from people like that, I include Legault and some of the politicians in that ilk, right? I do. It's a controversial statement, but I do. They have lost their humanity because from somebody is telling you, you're stepping on my neck, I cannot breathe, and you're not listening. Okay, then. And this Bill 96 is a step in our neck. It's killing our rights, and who knows? Very well, some people, I'm leaving it just like that. It's controversial what I'm saying. But you think for yourselves, and you need to read especially a lot of things. Read both sides, right? Because you're a smart population. But I do want to leverage on Facebook and the website. Get your pens and papers. The QCGN. If you go back on even YouTube, you could see their great videos that talk about the work of Alliance Quebec, the history of language rights, and now where we are today. Right? I want you to be at that march. I want you to educate yourself. And this is now, if ever there is a time, call your MP, call NEP, because any of them MP, whether you live in their constituent or not, you say to them, I live in Canada and you represent me, right? And give them your reasons for why this bill or why not, right? Call, make them work. And so with that, I'm going to go. I see Storm has to pass. So I am going to shut up. QCGN. And enjoy the lovely day outside. MMs and everybody, mothers. And I hear, of course, Angel mentioned fathers who are mothering. Yeah, they get 2 days. Likewise, mothers who fathers get 2 days as well. I don't care who I'm vexed with that. Happy Mother's Day, and get out to the rally next Saturday. Roll somebody if they're in a wheelchair. Figure it out. We, all of us, I don't want to see in the videos only white faces. That's a controversial statement too. I want to see some black faces represent. You win. You were able to go to the referendum rally when we nearly separated.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah.
Talk about the feelings being part of that and how you feel now.
Well, listen, actually.
How did you feel at that rally?
And that was the first time I ever really get into like a political move like that, right?
A movement.
But the amount of people, it was a scary moment. Because at that time, a lot of people was leaving Montreal. And
I remember
out.
Old Mrs. Hodge.
And people was taking old money from the bank.
I was remembering. She right? got, so, I think, a taxi to take her to Plattsburgh, where she deposited her money in a bank in Plattsburgh because she wasn't leaving her money in Quebec.
All of these things like happening now is like a revenge.
For that.
For that.
So rally.
See, yeah.
Rally.
I mean, it's madness, man.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know. Pray.
People that's, you know, sit down in power and realize, oh, they could do X, Y, and Z, right? And they in power and they could do X, Y, and Z. It already don't work like that. You know what I mean? It's a melting pot. This whole place is a pressure cooker. All right.
So back to some good music. And I am going to shut up. I said that 5-6 times. I love you, love you. Facebook friends, I'm going to get on the Facebook and talk with you. Angel, some great music. And also, there is a song that was sent to you. If we can, Circles, I want to play that as well. It's a pretty song. Okay, later. I might help select some music today. Let's play some music where me and Stormy Warmy can waltz. CKUT 90.3 FM.
Sweet mother, I never forget you for the suffer where you suffer. Make you no cry again, no. When I won't sleep, my mother go tell me. She go lie me well for bed. She go buy me clothes, say make you sleep, my pikin. Thank you.
no sleep, my mother no go sleep. If you no chop, my mother no go chop. She no de tire, huh? Sweet mother, I no go forget the suffer where you suffer for me, yeah, yeah. Sweet mother, uh-huh. Sweet mother, oh, I love you.
This is the Mad Sugar Man. Hey, happy, happy, happy birthday. And this is what we are talking about, them politicians and them who feel they're going to run things. Listen to this one. Happy birthday, man.
Leaders, please open your eyes. It's about time you realize all the divisions that you have created. For years and years you've been carrying on, singing the same old song. Now all that we are asking now is that you show some respect to one and all. We cannot continue going down that road with you anymore. All the hatred and corruption now
youth are so confused. They don't know which side to choose. With all the hatred and backstabbing and the constant abuse, no wonder why our children don't know which side to choose. But we can't continue living life this way. That's not the way life was meant to be. Wild animals in the forest now, and they're uniting better than we. But when will this madness ever end? Oh Lord, please lend a hand. Now my fellow brothers and sisters now are heading for total destruction. We need people that will stand up.
Yes, people, I want you to stand up and do what is right. That's the Man Sugar Man. Come out Saturday on the march. I want to see the faces. And I want to see the support.
Now the latest is the big media war. I don't know what they're fighting for. With everyone blaming each other. Oh, what a disaster. When will they ever realize that they're doing us more harm? And can they find a decent way to treat their fellow man? Now we are living in a new millennium with very little to show. But for years we're living in this country. So what have our leaders ever done for we? When will they ever wake up and try to turn things around? Because if we fail to act now, we'll be left underground. We need people that will stand up for what is right. Stand up and do things right. And just call it the way it is. When it's wrong, it's wrong. If it's right, it's right. Stand up and do what's right.
Next power, stop next power, next powerhouse celebrating a birthday. Yes, Ella Angel also celebrating a birthday. So we do some Ella Angel. Let's feel the power. Celebrate life, Montreal.
Thank you.
Big birthday for the man, Mr. David Rada.
Thank you. happy same vibration. Ile, 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 she make me to understand. Then the Trini people take it to the street. From Sando to Pala to Bie, chanting to the beat. The whole of town singing.
Bim, 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 baby, di bam, bam.
Happy, di bam, bim, di bam, bim, di bam, bam.
Bim, 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 baby, di bam, bam.
Happy, di bim, di bam, bim, bam, bim, bim, bam, bam.
Bim, 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 bim.
Right, that's the man David rather doing the girl from Bahia. You know what I'm going to do? I say, you see mothers who are grandmothers, I mean, they will probably enjoy this type of music. Yes, I will say mothers
when
who are grandmothers
Canada, I wasn't able to find a job with the prior experience.
Will enjoy... Yeah. Probably will enjoy this music. Hey, I want you guys get up and dance, enjoy yourself, enjoy life, enjoy Mother's Day, because this is how we're doing it. Yeah, this is how we're doing it. I want you guys just get up, you know, hold our partner, hold your son, daughter, and just dance.